Welcome to Knowledge Share with Dr. Dave podcast. Knowledge Share with Dr. Dave is hosted on grokshare.com and found on iTunes and Google Play. This is episode number 23, featuring no one else but me, Alicia McLean, and Agile Coaching Exchange.
Well, thank you, Alicia. Thank you so much for joining us today from sunny San Diego. How's your day going so far?
It's going great. Thank you.
That's fabulous. So let's start with an elevator pitch, and just give us an elevator pitch on Alicia McLean.
So professionally, I have been around in the Agile space for the last 10 years. I've been in the software development space for 20, software development, engineering, and IT for probably over 20 years now. Don't want to date myself, but been around for a while. And when I originally discovered Agile and Scrum back in 2006, pretty excited about what I saw and how it aligned to my passion for leadership and developing leaders and building high-performing teams. So that's kind of it for me in a nutshell.
Well, that's great. You know, you found something that you're passionate about and you're were able to apply that to your professional life, which is great and amazing, isn't it?
Always good. Yeah, makes going to work fun.
Yeah. Work has to be fun. Tell us about your greatest strength as a coach.
Now, I think my greatest strengths as a coach are the things that I always say distinguish me as a coach is my passion for leadership. So I've got a master's in organizational leadership. I've been studying leadership theory and concepts around building high-performing teams for many, many years. And the fact that I'm a PMP, I think that distinguishes me a bit from the pack, because I come out of IT and software engineering and development from a project management perspective. And so the lens through which I see agile transformation and building high performing teams and that type of thing is different. I think that's what distinguishes me.
Yeah, I could completely relate to that. Like you, I come from the PMP background as well. So that gives us a different lens to view how we can effectively change teams to be more high performing.
Absolutely. Yeah, teams and organizations.
Yes.
And then of course building leaders on those teams. And that's a you know, my goal is to be working myself out of work, because I'm there to build leaders in organizations where they can carry the mission and the message forward.
That is so true. I mean, I think we share the same mindset in that context. Tell us about the Agile Coaching Exchange called ACE. How did that group get started, and what is the focus?
Yeah, so last year I was in London in the fall for work, actually for pleasure, and I was trying to use some of that time for work so that I could, you know, have an opportunity to potentially, you know, meet up with some international coaches. I'm writing a book and I wanted to interview some folks and talk to some coaches that were, you know, doing some work internationally. And so I connected with a wonderful woman, Lucky Bayat, who's over an organization called the Agile Connections and Learning Connections. And she took me to the Agile Coaching Exchange, which is the original group there in London. And Paul Goddard was the speaker there, and there are 51 folks in attendance. And I just thought, wow, what a great forum. You've got all these, I don't know if all the folks there were coaches, but you have a great forum here for Agile coaches to focus on activities and practices that will help them develop themselves in their craft. And so I thought, well, geez, why don't we have something like that in San Diego? And so I came back and looked around a bit, and I know we've got some really great forums here in San Diego for Agile. Many of them are for folks that are kind of just starting out and new with some of the concepts, and those are great forums. And then where's the forum for the coaches to kind of have that safe space to talk about the good things and the challenges and the struggles that they might be having and a way for them to build skill? And so I thought, you know what, let's do this for Southern California. And so the benefit is that safe space for coaches to talk about things going on where they are in their organizations, help them to build their skill around the Agile Coaching Competency Model that's published and put out by the Agile Coaching Institute, because those skills are so important for coaches. And so that's how we focus. We focus all of our activities around some aspect, one of those wedges, if you will, of the Agile Coaching Competency Model.
So how's that going?
No, it's going great. We so I fired up the first meetup last year in November, and or established the presence on Meetup, and then took a while to get some sponsors and to get a little bit of momentum. We had our first meeting in February of 2016, that was in San Diego. You know, the aim is to be a support a support forum for coaches for all of Southern California. And so we met in San Diego in February. We had our first meeting in Los Angeles in July, and it was probably, I think it had more attendance than the first meeting in San Diego did. And then we're meeting in Orange County this month in September. So it's been going great. We have over 115 members. We have folks that have reached out, mostly locally, but people from actually all over the United States. I had a guy just reach out the other day that planning to move to San Diego and wanted to connect with a group of coaches and help build his skill and his craft.
Do you have a date set for Orange County yet?
Yes, September the 13th. We'll be meeting right there in Orange County. We are formulating the last few bits of information regarding our speaker, and then we have a sponsor. We've had a great luck with companies and individuals who are really excited about the mission, and so they just jump right in to sponsor, either by providing a venue for us to meet in, or food and, you know, drink for the attendees, or both. And so in September on the 13th, we do already have our sponsor, but we're putting together the speaker information now, and so we'll have that posted. It's out on the if you go out to the Meetup site and you just look up the Agile Coaching Exchange, SoCal. And it's important to distinguish SoCal, because if you look up, particularly for Meetup in California, we just started Agile Coaching Exchange Silicon Valley a couple of months ago, and Agile Coaching Exchange Atlanta is also another group that's forming off of our group. We're helping to get them started and helping them to get up and rolling, and that's the whole idea, is that we can exchange ideas, perhaps leverage speakers moving from one place to the other. You know, many of us coaches travel for work, and so we could pop into a city where there's an Agile Coaching Exchange and connect with like-minded folks, that type of thing.
Brilliant. That is really, really brilliant. What do you want people to get out of attending an ACE event?
Yes, you know, I think the biggest thing that people get from coming to our events, the Agile Coaching Exchange, is a sense of camaraderie, is a sense of safe space to talk about issues and challenges that they might have. And of course, you know, since the topic for the evening that's been published is a topic that will help them build skill in that particular area, then, you know, my hope is that they'll take a nugget away that can help change, augment, support their coaching craft and their coaching career. We, you know, as I mentioned, we're modeling this around the Agile Coaching Competency Model, which is, you know, it focuses on, you know, coaches having strength in some key areas. So coaching, mentoring, training, and facilitating. And then, of course, if someone is looking for to build their skill in an area of mastery, that would be technical mastery, product mastery, or organizational transformation. And so each time we have a speaker or an activity that's happening, if we meet once a month, that activity or that speaker is focused in one of those competency areas. So as a busy coach, you know that you're going to show up to this event, and since it says the focus for the evening is on professional coaching, you might walk away with a nugget that's specifically focused for your desire to build your skill in professional coaching. If the topic is the topic is mentoring. You know you're going to walk away with a tip or two on building your skill in the area of mentoring, so on and so forth, all the way around that competency model.
I mean, that's most excellent. But let me ask you from the context of what's in it for me. So if I wanted to attend an ACE event, what are the benefits and how would that really help me personally to become better as a coach?
I think the best thing, the main takeaway is skill building. So if you're, like, for instance, until I even saw the Agile Coaching Competency Model maybe a year, year and a half ago, I didn't realize that there was such a thing. And you know, I'm working on my craft to build my skill in a variety of areas. Now I have an ability to focus and say, yes, I need to build my skill in coaching, or yes, I need to build my skill in mentoring. So what's in it for you as an attendee? If you know that you have some areas of development, say in professional coaching or in mentoring or in facilitating, and the topic for that evening is focused on one of those things, you can probably bet your bottom dollar that you're going to come out of there with a nugget or two that you can use to help build yourself, you know, build your skill in that area. I mean, every one that I've gone to, even though there are topics, some topics I'm familiar with, I've taken a nugget away because everybody's got their own expertise with it. And so, like, for instance, Zach Boniker gave a great presentation on systems thinking. And he and I are very much big on systems thinking. And so that fits into the organizational transformation wedge of the Agile Coaching Competency Model. And so there were some good takeaways for me there.
That's
so
awesome.
Everybody that attends, yeah, can take something away.
That's great. I just saw Zach the other day at another event. So that's great that you guys are connected in that way.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, so what else are you up to beside ACE?
Oh, lots of good stuff going on. The Agile Coaching Exchange, like I said, is a passion work for, you know, helping us as a community really take our skill and what we offer as coaches to the next level. I'm also working with a colleague of mine on a training series that I'm excited and passionate about. It's a leadership series, and our first offering in that is a session for Agile coaches, team coaches, on building psychological safety for Agile teams. And so she and I are planning to launch that in the fall, and we're really, really excited about, you know, helping folks to connect the dots and be able to create that space to help teams really align with things like the Scrum values. They just put the Scrum values out in the Scrum guide. And when you think about courage and transparency and openness and that type of thing, you know, it's not a light switch, right? And so it takes some skill to be able to build that on these teams and create high-performing teams using that type of thing. So psychological safety is one of those things we're going to focus on.
Yeah, that's really critical for teams to feel safe to express their ideas and their experiences without, you know, being retaliated against by their team members. So that's excellent. I think that is really fabulous, and I look forward to seeing what you come up with. Recently, I was at Agile 2016, and there was a special track for women in Agile. So what are your thoughts about the Women in Agile movement?
I think it's a... So I have a lot of opinion about that, but I'll say that I'm glad it's happening, and I'm glad it has focus. Because I think women can make just as many contributions in this space, you know, as men. And I think that I think it's good. I think it's a very good thing to see that happening.
Yeah, so do I. It's a real positive thing. How would the audience connect with you if they had any questions so that they could learn more about ACE, could learn more about your new initiative?
Yeah. So anybody that's listening, is free, please, I welcome them to reach out on LinkedIn, Alicia R. McLean, A-L-I-C-I-A, middle initial R, McLean, M-C-L-A-I-N. Also on Twitter, at Agile Leader SD is my Twitter handle. Those are the best ways to reach out. And then from there we can connect and go forward. My training series, the Emergent Leader series, which will be first debuting with the topic of psychological safety, we're looking for that to come out in the late fall. So anybody that's interested in that, definitely let me know.
Well, thank you so much, Alicia, for giving us some of your time today. I'll make sure that people know how to get in touch with you and they can get back and learn new things about ACE and also learn about your new training series that you have coming out in the fall.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay, good. I look forward to seeing you shortly then.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
Look for the Knowledge Share with Dr. Dave podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and Spotify. The Knowledge Share with Dr. Dave podcast is hosted on grokshare.com. If you have any questions for Dr. Dave, reach out on Twitter at Dr. Dave Info or at KnowledgeShare. This podcast and interview produced by Dr. Dave Cornelius. Copyright 2016 KnowledgeShare.
You grok share?
I grok it and KnowledgeShare. Every day, every day. Until next time, pursue goodness, share, and learn.